Thanks for listening to this OCRFM podcast. Head to ocrfm.org.au to find more great content and information about how to donate and support this community radio station.
Lollipop, lollipop, ooh, lolly, 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 lollipop, lollipop.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Skyline rockets in flight. Oh, afternoon delight. Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight.
Good afternoon, Delight, and welcome to the show that is sugary spiceness and everything niceness on OCRFM, which is 98.3 across Colac and District, 88.7 FM along the coast, and streaming online at ocrfm.org.au. Welcome back, Max. How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good.
It's been a long time between drinks and snacks.
Yeah.
Feels like forever.
Yeah, it has.
We had a little bit of online difficulty, which is why we've had a bit of a hiatus of the show, but we are back.
Yeah.
The very quick and brief overview of what happened was our Facebook page got hacked.
Yeah.
And disappeared off the face of the earth. We can see it, but no one else can.
Oh, okay.
Which is really frustrating.
Yeah.
But we have created a brand new Facebook page so that we should be able to share with listeners what's going on each week on the show, and they can still engage with stuff. So what have you been up to over the past month?
Yeah, racing, yep. Working on cars,
yep.
Back at school.
All of those things. We got a week left before school holidays.
Yeah, this is our last week coming up.
Yep. What have I had? Similar sort of things. Nothing out of the ordinary. But there has been a little bit of movement on the lolly front and snack front whilst we've been kind of in semi-off-air mode. One of the things that I was trying to share on the Facebook page, which is when it actually got taken down, was some news. So do we want to get into the news first, and then we'll get into the show and see if we can remember how we steer this thing?
Yep, sounds good.
Okie dokie.
Extra, extra! Read all about it! Life story of Playboy Penny! Extra, extra! Extra, extra! Read all about it!
Okie dokie. So the first big thing that we shared, or tried to share, I should say, on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page is that finally, after all the hoo-ha and whispers that it might be coming back, and this is something that you haven't experienced in your lifetime, we've been trying to get it back on the shelf for a long time here at Afternoon Delight. I think it was almost the catalyst for our Bring It Back segment. But you've never had a Polly Waffle in your life, have you, Max?
No.
No. You've heard of them. We've spoken about them on the show before.
Yeah.
Well, there's some good news for Polly Waffle lovers. On the Afternoon Delight Facebook page, the new one, we've been able to share it. Good news is the folks at Men's, who put in a lot of work to trying to bring the Polly Waffle back to life, they are going to have a new product in April called Polly Waffle Bites.
Yeah.
So whilst they've been trying to bring the actual Polly Waffle bar back, or the log, or whatever you want to call it, they haven't been able to replicate the original bar, and due to a number of things outside their control, like COVID border closures, restrictions to equipment and that sort of stuff, they wanted to make sure that if they were to recreate the Polly Waffle, it was going to be up to the original standard. Because that hasn't been able to occur, they've created these similar but not quite exactly the same bites, which will be on the shelves in April. So they're calling them Polly Waffle Bites, and they look a little bit like Maltesers from the outside.
Yeah.
But on the inside, they're going to have the marshmallow center, wafer, and milk chocolate. So that's the first bit of news that we can share. Sadly, the second bit isn't quite so positive. So we've had another casualty on the lolly shelf.
Yeah.
And 10 days ago, it was revealed that a treat that has been around for 131 years has quietly been discontinued from the lolly shelf. Juicy Fruit.
Oh, okay.
So it's been a while since we featured it on Afternoon Delight. I don't think it actually made it into our podcasting version of the show. But Juicy Fruit is undergoing a major overhaul, and it won't be back into the stores until late in the year in an entirely new format. So what that means for the fans of chewing gum, we don't quite know yet. So at the moment, Juicy Fruit, not on the shelf.
Yeah.
And there was a weird one the other day that I noticed when I was perusing the shelves. We were going off on a scout hike, and I was trying to get some peanuts for Scroggin.
Yeah.
No peanuts on the shelf.
Oh, okay.
Anywhere. Everywhere I went, there were some mixed nut things. There was cashews and all those sorts of things. But, like, the salted beer nuts and all that, that entire aisle is gone.
Oh.
It's really strange. None of the Nobby's nuts or anything like that was there. It had just kind of been replaced by chips. Yeah. So I don't know if that's a something that hasn't even made it to the new shelves yet, but really, really odd.
Yeah.
All those, you know, dried snacks were gone.
Yeah.
Is it the apocalypse? I don't know. But, yeah, so the factory that produces Juicy Fruit said the original recipe has now been discontinued, and when it returns in mid-2024, it will be sugar-free and it will no longer have its hard shell. Which, to me, that's the iconic bit of Juicy Fruit. So, what it will be, who knows at this stage.
Yeah.
So, that is our sad but true new news on Afternoon Delight to kick us off. Possibly not quite the positive reboot. No. But let's see if we can try and brighten the day with something new on the shelf. What's new, Pussycat? Righty-hoity now, it's time for us to check out something new on the shelf, which we talked about very briefly the last time that we were on the show. Now, we had a look at hot cross buns that were not fairy floss flavoured, what were they calling them? Fairy bread.
Yeah.
Now, the other supermarket retaliated by putting out these. What are they?
They're hot cross buns, but they're shapes hot cross buns.
Yeah, so Arnott's shapes, are they calling it inspired or flavoured?
Yeah, pizza inspired.
Pizza inspired. So what are we looking at here?
They're bright orange hot cross buns with seasoning on top.
Mmm. So a savoury bun.
Yep.
Now, we've had so many different types of hot cross buns on the show over the years. Have we had savoury before, or have they always been sweet?
Mostly sweet.
Yeah, we've had chocolate, we've had various types of fruit, like pineapple and peach and apple and cinnamon.
We've had pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice, yeah. But I don't think we've actually had a full-on savoury hot cross bun before.
No, don't think so.
Because I've had, you know, pizza scrolls and things like that. That's what I was assuming this was going to be. But when you busted open the packet,
it smells like opening a packet of pizza shapes.
Okay. Right.
And it's really strong.
Oh, dear. Now, long-time listeners of the show will know I'm not a huge fan of barbecue or pizza shapes. So this could be an interesting experiment. So it's got the smell.
Yeah.
And it is literally flavour, you can see. That is their marketing tagline. It looks like it's slathered in it.
Yep.
It's got the hot cross bun shape.
It's got even got the cross on it.
Mm-hmm. And then on the inside, just looking from the outside, it's not a fruit bun or anything.
No. Looks
like a soft roll with a...
with, yeah, more seasoning inside.
Okay. Oh, dear. Righto. Well, taste test time it is. Let's see what we've got. Now, you have a bit of munch. It's very orange all the way through. I can't tell if it's like a... Has it got flakes of sun-dried tomato through it, perhaps? What's it doing flavour-wise for you?
Tastes doughy.
Yeah. So, according to the ingredients listing, it's a wheat flour base, parmesan cheese, tapioca starch, that'll be all your chew that you get in there, salt, pizza shape inspired flavour. They don't necessarily say it is the pizza shape, so it's only 4.5% of that.
Yeah.
But vegetable powers of tomato, onion and garlic. So, okay, you've had a nibble. You tell me what you're thinking while I try and down some of this.
Don't really like it.
Mm.
It doesn't taste like it should be a hot cross bun.
Yeah, it is very doughy, you're right. And it's a tomato-y base.
Yep.
But
it tastes like a doughy shape thingo.
It actually tastes like pizza dough.
Yeah.
It's like they've started making a pizza but haven't bothered to cook it.
Yeah.
It's like they've put the tomato paste on.
Yeah.
And then rolled that up into a ball. Here, eat this.
Yeah. That's basically exactly what it tastes like.
Yeah, it is so chewy. The parmesan isn't as bitey as most parmesan products are.
Yeah. That's probably what cross is.
Ah, right. Good point.
Parmesan cross.
It could be. Because the flakes you see on top look very herby.
Yeah.
But the actual bun itself, when I'm pulling it apart, it's just, yeah, orange.
Yeah.
And the flavour must be... Oh, no, it's through the dough as well. Because there are tiny little flecks of... As I say, it could possibly be sun-dried tomato.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was probably going into this one with trying to have an open mind, but a little bit sceptical. So, yeah, very chewy.
Yeah.
The tomato taste is overpowering the cheese, which is odd.
Yeah.
Because parmesan is such a strong flavour.
Yeah. I don't think I'd eat it again.
No. Thumbs up, thumbs down, what are you giving?
Not even one thumb up.
Ooh, half a thumb?
Yeah.
Half a thumb out of two. Righto, well, we'll stick those up on the Afternoon Delight new Facebook page. You can let us know if you've tried them and what your thoughts are. We'll be back after this short break to take a look at this week's topic. Time and Afternoon Delight to talk about this week's topic, which is Pringles.
Yep.
Now, I'm still trying to get the horrible taste of pizza-flavoured hot cross bun out of my mouth.
Yeah.
What do you think of when you think of Pringles, Max? Because we have had them on the show in our What's New segment a little bit, but haven't really focused the spotlight on them much before.
Yeah.
What's your go-to when it comes to Pringles?
Just whatever there is. Like, I don't really mind what flavour.
There's the old joke that, you know, the manufacturer must have originally gone into the business of thinking they were going to be selling tennis balls, and then all these potatoes turned up, because they are a very strange container when it comes to potato chips, but a very clever potato container.
Yeah. Because
bags do burst and get crushed, and they need a lot of air.
Yeah.
You get a lot of Pringles in your container, kind of bang for buck wise.
Yeah.
So, but you don't have a go-to flavour, or...?
No, not really.
Okay.
But there's so many nowadays that
It's hard to pick. Yeah, like we're going to be kind of just profiling the mainstay flavors, but yeah, the amount of new Pringles that we've had on the show over the years outweighs, I think, all the other flavors that just come and go. They tend to team with a bit of a theme.
Yeah.
And then, change it up from there. But basically, in 1956, Procter and Gamble assigned a task to a chemist by the name of Frederick Bohr to develop a new kind of potato chip that would address consumer complaints about broken, greasy, stale chips, as well as all the air in the bags.
Yeah.
So he spent 2 years developing saddle-shaped chips from fried dough and then the tubular container. Yeah. So thank you, Frederick, for your ingenuity. The saddle shape of the chips is mathematically known as the hyperbolic paraboloid.
Yeah.
He couldn't figure out how to make the chips palatable, so he was pulled off the task to work on another brand. But then in the mid-1960s, another Procter & Gamble researcher, Alexander LaPierre, restarted his work and then succeeded in making them taste good. So Frederick did all the hard yards to get the chip to a stage that it would work.
Yeah.
But then it is Alexander that went, hang on a second. If you want people to buy them, they need to taste okay.
Yeah.
So Leaper's name is on the patent of Pringles, but sadly, Bowers isn't.
Oh, okay.
Gene Wolfe, a mechanical engineer and author known for science fiction and fantasy novels, also helped develop the machine that cooked them. So they first started marketing Pringles in 1968. Afterwards, they were gradually distributed around the rest of the country, and by 1975, were available across the most of America. By 1991, they were distributed internationally. Pringles have always, in my mind, existed. Yeah. So, because, I don't know, they're of my era, I didn't realize. I thought they must have been earlier than the 1990s, but it's only really in Australia that 91 they would have kicked off.
Yeah.
So America held onto this secret for, 30 years or so. The name Pringles, where do you think that came from?
I'm not quite sure.
Several theories. One refers to Mark Pringle, who filed a patent for the method and apparatus for processing potatoes on March 5th, 1937. It was cited in the Procter & Gamble workings when they were filing their own patent for improving the taste of dehydrated processed potatoes. So maybe they're kind of tipping the hat to him. Another theory suggests that two Procter advertising employees lived in Pringle Drive in North Cincinnati, and the name paired well with potato chips, so they thought we'll go with that. And yet another theory suggests the name Pringles was chosen out of a hat just to promote a family name appeal. So there's no real hard and fast truth as to where the name came from.
Yeah.
The product was originally known as Pringles Newfangled Potato Chips, but other snack manufacturers objected, saying Pringles failed to meet the definition of a potato chip because they were made from a potato-based dough, but they're not actually sliced from potatoes like real potato chips. So the US Food and Drug Administration weighed in on the matter, and in 1975 ruled that Pringles could only use the word chip if their product was a potato chip made from dried potatoes. They didn't want to do that. So Pringles eventually just renamed themselves as crisps instead of chips. In July 2008, in the London High Court, P&G lawyers successfully argued that Pringles were not crisps, even though they were labelled potato crisps on the container, as the potato content was only 42%, and their shape, that hyperbolic paraboloid, is not found in nature. So this ruling against the United Kingdom value-added tax, and it exempted Pringles from the potato chip tax. So they were arguing against their own chip to try and dodge tax. So 42% potato content. The remainder of a Pringle is wheat starch and flour, which is a combination of corn flour and rice flour. That's mixed with vegetable oils and other magic ingredients like emulsifiers, salt and seasoning. And then from there, they start to sweeten it up or make it savoury, depending on the different flavours. They have different bases as well. There are tortilla Pringles and multigrain Pringles that have some of their base starch ingredients replaced from the corn flour, rice flour, wheat bran, black bean and barley flour. And at one point in the 90s, corn Pringles were available, with the packaging being black and the cartoon of corn on the outside. I don't remember them. I think it must have been an American thing. But yeah, the chips were made of corn and resembled corn chips in texture and flavour. Rice Pringles were also available for a short time in the UK, although they have been discontinued. Now, off the top of your head, how many Pringles flavours do you think you can name?
Original.
Mm-hmm.
Just the salt
yep.
one.
Yep.
The cheese, whatever, cheddar, cheese, mm-hmm. whatever cheese, it's called.
Yep, yep.
Sour cream and chives.
Yep.
Couldn't remember what it was called. Was barbecue.
Oh, yes, yeah, there was.
I remember there was like a steak.
Mm-hmm, we have had those.
I can't remember.
But that's not too bad when you consider how many there have been. It is a bit of a blur to me. It's not until I looked at the official list on their page of how many there have been that I could start ticking some off going, yep, we had that, no, we didn't.
Yeah.
So, the main ones, salt and vinegar.
Yeah.
Original, sour cream and onion, cheddar cheese, barbecue, and then there's also ranch in America. They have hot and spicy. There's more limited market, such as international things of prawn cocktail, wasabi, or curry. But then the limited edition runs, how many of these have you had or have we tried out on the show? So, ketchup.
Not that I know of.
Zesty lime and chili.
Yes.
Had that one. Chili cheese dog.
No.
Pizzalicious.
Yes.
Paprika.
No.
Texas barbecue.
Yes.
Buffalo wing.
Yeah.
And Cajun. I remember those ones. That run was very hot. They had some low-fat varieties. Jalapeno.
I don't think I've had that one.
Nah, honey mustard.
No.
Cheesy fry.
No, don't think so.
Pickle flavoured?
No, I haven't had that one.
The seasonal flavours of peppermint white chocolate. We definitely did not have that. Cinnamon sugar and pumpkin pie spice all passed us by. Then Latin America had crab, shrimp, seaweed, blueberry and hazelnut flavours.
Oh, okay. Some of those would have been cool to try.
Yeah. We had cheeseburger-flavoured ones before.
Yeah.
And taco.
Yeah.
But so many different Pringles over the years. It is hard to try and keep them in our head exactly how many we've sampled.
Yeah.
So, last thing to talk about is the Pringles Man. Now, the logo is quite iconic. When you think of Pringles, who do you picture on the label?
The big round head with the massive big moustache.
Mm-hmm. Did you know he had a name?
Nah.
Julius Pringle. So, yeah, it is the cartoon caricature of a male head. Sometimes he's known as Mr. P. He was designed by Louis R. Dixon with a large moustache. Until 2001, the character had eyebrows and a bow tie. In 1998, he had bangs and lips removed from the logo and his head was widened a little. But these days, he's just kind of eyes and a moustache.
Yeah.
But that is Julius Pringle.
Yeah.
He has a name. But let us know on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page your thoughts of Pringles. Do you have favourite flavours, etc.? We're going to go head-to-head after this break with some of the different flavours. and we'll be right back after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, strap yourselves in for this week's great confectionery debate as we pit two similar lollies against each other to decide an overall champion.
It is time to go head-to-head, Max, with four, I would say, of the kind of generic flavours of Pringles. When I think of Pringles, these are the ones that seem to be always on the shelf whenever I look there.
Yeah.
So, we've got the original, cheese, salt and vinegar, sour cream and onion.
Yeah.
The only thing is, the colours in my mind don't match.
Yeah.
So, the original is in a red canister and the salt and vinegar is in a blue, sour cream and onion is in a green, and then cheese is in orange. Cheese is the only one in my mind that matches up. That would be the colour for a cheese-flavoured product.
Yeah.
I always think of original as blue for some reason, and I'm not sure if it's a Smith's thing that has got me, I don't know, conditioned.
Yeah.
But
and salt and vinegar and pink.
Yeah, exactly. I know in other countries, like the UK in particular, green is their original colour, whereas I always see that as chicken.
Yeah.
So, anywho, where do we want to start with these potato-inspired crisps?
Start with the original.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, we have spoken about on the show before when we had our Veganuary episode that various types of Pringles are not only vegetarian but vegan due to their, you know, they some chips don't qualify as vegan, even though they're made from potatoes, whereas Pringles do.
Yeah.
So this is savoury potato snack, and ingredients are just dehydrated potato, vegetable oil, rice flour, and salt.
Yeah.
So these are just the plainest of the plain. I wonder what they tasted like back in the original days if they didn't quite make it to... So we've got our hyperbolic paraboloid. Well, I can't remember how to pronounce the, the shape again. You're going for the munch. The hyperbolic paraboloid. I was correct.
It's sort of like a salt dust on it.
Yeah, like the flavouring, because there's so many of them, I often wonder... There's got to be a video out on YouTube somewhere of how Pringles get made.
Mm.
But the flavouring is dusted on the inside between the chips.
Yeah.
And I think that just must be just kind of pressed, next, pressed, next, pressed, next.
Yeah.
Because they are uniform in shape. Sometimes they do get a little bit cracked in the tubes. But majority of the time, you can't fault their design.
Yeah. They're basically all identical.
Mm. Full-on robot factory. And the old slogan for Pringles, do you know what that was? Once you pop.
No, can't stop.
That's it. And I don't know about you, but it's pretty true. They are very Moorish. Once I start on Pringles...
Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah.
So, crisp and crunchy.
Yeah. The salt ones make your mouth water.
Mmm. Yeah, it's that mind over matter thing of, literally, the flavour makes you crave more. It's a perfect balance of, I don't know, endorphins or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Now, the original Pringles newfangled potato chips had the small silver pull top to open the can prior to. So these days it's got a pull tab.
Yeah.
But the original would have had similar to, you know, soup cans.
Oh, yeah.
Like that style. But that foil seal makes sure that they remain fresh and unbroken.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it technically holds the same amount of chips that a large bag would, but because they're stackable,
you don't there's normally
less
see
packaging required.
Yeah, you don't normally see a bag of chips all stacked up.
No, that's right, that's right. But, yeah. Original Pringles, anything more to say on that one?
No, not really.
I think pretty they're pretty good. Yeah. Which flavour are we going to add?
salt and vinegar.
Okay. So give a bit of spice to it.
Yeah.
So blue is the colour of the tube. And again, it messes with my head. I don't know why it's blue. That to me screams original flavouring. But same ingredients, except that this time there's salt and flavour enhancers would be the...
vinegar.
Vinegar. Although they don't actually name vinegar on the... It just says flavours.
Okay. So
the ingredients list doesn't list vinegar, but it definitely does give it that bit of a kick.
Yeah. I don't normally like vinegar, mm-hmm. or salt and vinegar, chips.
It's something that I'll put on, you know, fish and chips.
I don't.
No?
No. Don't like vinegar.
At all?
No.
It comes in really handy for science experiments because the old bicarbon vinegar.
That's the only good thing it's used for.
It's a natural reactant. I would probably gravitate to these over the original, but that said, it is so bitey that it kind of, it can burn your mouth a bit
yep.
if you have too many of them.
I just wouldn't choose salt and vinegar chips.
Plain all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's not too intense, but if you were to eat the entire tube, I guess, it would be quite painful.
Yeah.
But, so you're leaning towards the original over the salt and vinegar then?
Yep.
Okay, sour cream and onion cheese are left.
Sour cream and onion.
Okie dokie. So the green can... now, interestingly, these are only vegetarian because cream does not allow them to be vegan.
Yeah.
So it is a milk powder, or whey powder as well, and then there's onion powder to give it the flavour. But because it is a milk-based product, it's only vegetarian, not vegan.
Yeah.
How's the flavour in these compared to the salt and vinegar and the original?
Much better than salt and vinegar. But it's got a lot more flavour than the original.
Mmm. It does seem to pack a punch.
Yeah.
I think because both the powders are used to flavour it, that's that extra layer of intensity.
Yeah.
So, even though it is just a milk powder, it does taste creamy.
Mm, yeah.
And the onion powder kind of gives it like a chives taste.
Yeah.
I know the old sour cream and chives used to be a popular dip. But yeah, plain base, good flavouring. Yeah. How are you ranking it against the other two?
This is on top at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And then original salt and vinegar on the bottom.
I'm probably only switching the salt and vinegar up one. Original, it's nice, but yeah, it's a base level for me.
Yeah.
Okay, final one then is the cheese flavour in our quartet of original flavours. And, of course, it's vegetarian but not vegan because cheese is... non-vegan. So, interestingly, doesn't... oh, yes, it does. So, the cheese powders are cheese, cheddar cheese, blue cheese, and Romano cheese. So, that's why it's very cheesy. But it also has tomato, onion, and garlic powder.
Oh.
So, it's not just cheese flavours. There are other... elements to it.
And the cheese isn't evenly spread out on the chip. It's just a line down the middle.
Which, yeah, as I said, begs the question, how are Pringles made? Coming off the back of sour cream and onion being such a flavourful hit,
yep.
They're cheesy, but then doesn't pack as much of a punch.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm just not, I don't know, getting as much flavour.
I'm getting a lot of cheese. But I don't know if it's because I've got a lot of cheese on the chips.
On the actual chips. Because it's like an orangey powder hue compared to the other ones.
Yeah,
this one's
got quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, maybe that will be the decider. So it's a bit different to kind of nacho cheese or Doritos and that style of flavour.
Yeah.
But still quite cheesy. Yeah. Actually, this is what I was expecting the hot cross buns to taste like that we had at the start of the show, if I'm being honest.
Oh, yeah.
The pizza-flavoured chips I thought would be a tomato and cheese flavour. I was getting just tomato.
Yeah.
So maybe if we sprinkled some cheese Pringles over the...
They should do a Pringle hot cross bun.
They should. We've got to be careful saying things on this show. Sometimes they happen and then our Facebook page gets taken down. So how are you ranking our four flavours of Pringles?
Sour cream and onion.
Mm-hmm.
Cheddar cheese. Original salt and vinegar.
So I'm going cheese, then sour cream, then salt and vinegar, then original.
Yep.
So similar, but not quite the same.
Yeah.
Let us know on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page what's your flavour when it comes to Pringles. There are so many of them. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with our sweetest tune right after this. It's time and Afternoon Delight for our sweetest tune. What have you chosen for us, Max?
Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
And that comes off the old Pringles jingle.
Yeah.
Once you pop.
Can't stop.
So Queen featured this on their 1978 album Jazz, and it was released as a single on the 26th of January 1979. It was written by Freddie Mercury, and they were getting out, having a good time. And that is exactly what the lyrics suggest. So here it is. Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. I'm floating around in ecstasy. So don't stop.
Burning through the sky, 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fire.
That is Queen on Afternoon Delight, our sweetest tune because, well, once you pop, you can't stop. We're going to take a quick break before we share a recipe, but don't forget to keep letting us know on our new Afternoon Delight Facebook page. Apologies again that anyone hunting around for the old one, if you're a fan of it, we can see it, you can't.
Yep.
But, we're sticking photos up of this week's Pringles, so you can let us know what are your favourite flavours. And we'll be back with a Pringles-inspired recipe after this.
Say, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Time to get busy in the kitchen. Max, what are we cooking up today?
Chocolate dipped Pringles coated with crispy bacon, toffee and sprinkles.
Yeah, welcome back to Afternoon Delight. So, what is this heart attack going to cost us in the way of ingredients?
One thing of Pringles,
mm-hmm.
One...
So, there's two lots of Pringles, yeah. One original and one cheese.
Yep. 2 cups of melted dark chocolate, 2 cups of melted milk chocolate, 1/2 cup of toffee, and 1/3 cup of sprinkles, and 8 strips of crispy bacon.
Mmm, nice.
Yeah.
How do we put these all together? Because there's kind of... It'll be a party platter, basically.
Yeah.
So there's different versions. First one?
Carefully dip an original Pringles strip into the melted milk chocolate, leaving the top portion uncovered. Let the chocolate drip off carefully. Lie the chip on a large sheet of waxed paper and repeat until all the chocolate is used up. While the chocolate is still wet, sprinkle 1/2 of the chips with the toffee chips and the other 1/2 with sprinkles, or combine if desired.
So this is full on sweet, salty, I think it's every flavour under the sun.
Yep.
So if you don't want chocolate dipped original Pringles coated with toffee and sprinkles, how about you do the cheddar cheese version?
Carefully dip a cheddar cheese Pringle chip into the melted dark chocolate, leaving the top portion uncovered. Let the chocolate drip off carefully and lie the chip on a large sheet of wax paper and repeat with until all the chocolate is used up. While the chocolate is still wet, sprinkle each chip with minced crispy bacon.
And there are some other alternatives. You can use an air fryer to dry them out, yep, and store them in a sealed container. Nom, 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 nom. Okay, sadly, that is pretty much all the time we have. There is one thing left to do before we get out of here. Max is waiting patiently to open up the Kinder Surprise. Okay, so foil is off, chocolate is off.
Clean break. Multiple pieces.
And multiple colours. Are they leaves?
Sort of looks like it.
Are they feathers?
Oh, they've got animals on them.
Oh, okay.
Oh. A sailboat and a bird on that one.
Right.
A palm tree and a pineapple on that one. A shell and a sun on that one.
Okay.
But I don't know what is.
It sounds kind of tropical. And there's like a smiley face orange caricature. With that. A little guy finger pointing up in the air. Oh, is that like his hair?
Yep.
Okay. What do the pictures mean?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Are there in? Okay, so Max is now opening the instructions, which is something we rarely do on this show.
Ah. They're like, if you take them off.
Yep.
And you put a bit of paper over top and colour over it.
Oh, it's like a stamp sort of imprint.
Yeah, it leaves the imprint of that picture on the paper.
Okay, but why do they have three of them stuck on the guy's head? Okay, it is really odd.
Yeah.
We probably need to get back into taking pictures and sticking these up on the news Facebook page. I think this one christens the first of our odd things found in a Kinder Surprise.
And it's supposed to be a pineapple guy, I think.
Well, I guess he kind of does look a bit like a pineapple.
The
leaves are yellow and green and all sorts of strange.
Yeah.
So we'll stick that up on the Afternoon Delight Facebook page. And all things going well, we'll be back next week from 3.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. Hope you can join us then.
Yeah.
Bye.
See ya. Afternoon Delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, then you know the night is always gonna be there anyway. Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together makes the sparks ignite. And the thought of loving you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.